In a world that's skewed, negative, scary, and cynical, where do you find a point of view in the music industry that's going to paint a positive image? Looking through windows in the world, Charlotte Ritchie is here now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
So she got her start with the Neelands and is soaring in the high notes vocally, pure voice, but amazing song selection, amazingly pure, simple perspective on life. She's a mother of two, husband to Greg Ritchie, and she's here with us for the hour. Welcome, Charlotte Ritchie.
Well, thank you so much.
Charlotte Ritchie. And by the way, when I say the Neelands, is that absolutely accurate? It was my introduction to you through the Neelands.
Yes, that is accurate. I turned 17 in June and got the job with Rex in September. And so I was young, and that was how I was introduced into the gospel music world.
And then from there with Jeff and Sherry Easter, and then not only was that a career move for you, but that was also, led to a relationship that led to a marriage and led to your Greg Ritchie and the family you guys have now, which is incredible.
Yeah, it worked out really well for me.
Yeah, exactly. And with Ben Isaacs producing this latest project, I know it's going to be good. Ben has been producing a lot lately, and I know he's not new to it, but I've been seeing his name more and more. What point did the conversation lead you to talking with Ben and working on this project together?
Well, Ben and I, we're like family. We grew up together, and this is something that we have wanted to do for so long. And it finally, the opportunity just presented itself, and so we jumped on it. We jumped on the opportunity to do this record. And it was just one of those things that was a long time coming. I mean, really, we have talked about it for at least, probably at least 10 years. And it just never seemed to work out with his schedule and my schedule and just different things that were going on. But then last year it finally worked out, and I'm so, so glad that it did. In my opinion, it's one of my most favorite projects that I've ever done. And he is just doing such a great job. I mean, he's been producing for a long time, like you said, but he is just starting, I think, to come into his own, and really people are really realizing the additional talent that Ben has as far as the studio goes. And so I'm thrilled that I got the chance to work with him.
Charlotte Ritchie, the project is titled Windows in the World, and the title cut is written by a great talent. I don't know that gospel, Southern Gospel in particular, is all that familiar with his work, although he certainly has written songs our artists have recorded. Andrew Peterson is who I'm talking about.
Yeah, he is absolutely amazing, and I love his perspective on the world. And it's as if you're seeing the world in a completely and totally new way, fresh way. And I just love, I love his approach to writing.
Here it is, Windows in the World, the title cut from Charlotte Ritchie's project. And you're hearing it by Daniel Britt and Friends.
So you're sitting at the movies, you're watching how the story finds a way. Yeah, you've seen it all before, but still you love to see the hero save the day. It's a window in the world, a little glimpse of all the goodness getting through. And all along the way, the days are made of little moments of truth. Sunday morning, you can see the people standing in a line. They're so hungry for some mercy, for a taste of the communion bread and wine. It's a window in the world, a little glimpse of all the goodness getting through. days are made of little moments of truth. It's the way the clouds are burning from the angle of the light as the earth is slowly turning you to meet it. And you're watching at your window at the ending of the night. It's as plain as day, so any fool could see it. It's a window in the world. I can see the groom is waiting. He's watching for the moment she appears. They are laying down their lives for love, and love is laying waste to all my fears.
This is Daniel Britton, friend Charlotte Ritchie, and Windows in the World. Tell us, we heard the song. Give us the reason that you chose to record this. Tell us how this song, the message of it, why it became not only included on the record, but became the title track.
Well, I've never looked at the world in a normal way, I don't think, at least from my perspective. I'm always trying to see things from a different angle. And my kids helped me with that greatly. Landon, especially our oldest, he has such a really unique perspective. And when I heard the song, it just kind of went along with that, with the whole idea of looking around to see God in things you typically wouldn't see Him in, or you wouldn't think to look. Because I think for me, growing up, I expected to see God in a religious setting, or I expected to see Him work in, you know, huge ways. But a lot of times God is in the small details that we most of the time miss because we're too busy or we're just not looking. And that song for me was just a reminder to look around and see things, see God in just the everyday activity of life.
And as a mom, you can't probably get more practical than that, of what you just said and talking about the interruptions. I mean, you can be a glamorous performer, an artist, and go into studios and do the media rounds and stand on stage. But especially when you're a parent, that'll bring you back home and bring you back down to what life is about in a heartbeat, won't it?
Absolutely. And I'm thankful for that.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
It has allowed me to see everything, I think, in a more true, authentic way, especially my relationship with God. Because, I don't know, I say all the time, I tell Greg, my husband, I say, you know what, if God didn't allow me to be a mom for any other reason, it was so that I could understand the relationship between myself and God. Because I finally, when Landon was born, I finally got the fact that God loved me and how He could love me and how, you know, all of that seemed to work. I don't know. It was just a better perspective for me because, I grew up in kind of a very strict church, and I come from a very strict background. And so the love of God, that unconditional love and that enormous love, I just didn't get somehow. But looking into the eyes of my children, I seem to understand it a little more.
Do you find that translates into not only, well, your music and your song selection, I guess, because not to say you had any throwaway projects in the past, but do you look maybe at previous albums and think you can track a progress, a journey of, hey, wow, these songs that I'm choosing today, I'm choosing maybe a little more intentionally to say something more specifically of what I want to say, as opposed to just, hey, these are 10 good songs, but they don't really carry a theme, or they don't really absolutely convey what is going on in my life right now. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to ask?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think just, you know, walking this journey, you know, and the things that happen and the way life seems to twist and turn, it definitely affects the song choices for me. Because there are some wonderful songs that have been written that I have listened to that I haven't recorded because they didn't apply to me. I didn't know how it felt.
Right.
In those situations, and that's a big deal to me. I want to be able to stand up and sing something that I've lived, and that I can, you know, stand up and say with absolute certainty, this is how I felt when I went through this, you know, kind of a thing. And yeah, it definitely has affected my song choices, no doubt.
Charlotte Ritchie is with us today on Daniel Britton Friends. Windows in the World is the project, and by the way, you can get that online at charlotteritchie.com.
Hey world, am I getting through? I'd sure like to talk to you, 'cause we really need someone to really listen. Small talk isn't good enough when life's closing in on us. Seems like there's a lot to say about what really matters. Hoping I can be a light, show the world who lives inside. If anyone's gonna hear me, if anyone's gonna see, if anyone's gonna follow, and I get the chance to lead, I'm gonna lead them to Jesus. In this crazy life we live, so hard to make the most of it. I don't wanna miss the chance to tell someone my story. So I'm looking every day, let love be the choice I've made. I wanna give it all the way, so everyone will know that any difference there might be is all because of Christ in me.
Charlotte Ritchie, Windows in the World is the project, a new project produced by Ben Isaacs. And I just want to kind of glance over the list of credits in here. Just in the songwriting department, you've got, I see Randy Phillips from, what, Phillips, Craig and Dean?
Yes.
I see Leanne Womack listed here. I see David Phelps listed. We've already talked about Andrew Peterson. He's in here a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Sykes, Tanya Goodman, Suzanne Gaither, Joel Hemphill. My goodness, even Charlotte, you had the opportunity to co-write with some of the Isaacs, right?
Yes, yes. This is the first, my first venture in writing, actually. and I don't know, I've always loved great lyrics. I've always loved the way people could craft a song, and I always wanted to be able to do that, but I just never thought, you know, that I had good enough ideas, I guess. But Sonia Isaacs and I were walking one day, and we were just talking about different things in songs and how much I loved writing and loved her writing. And I was telling her some ideas that I had. She said, well, let's explore that. And so I told her an idea that I had for a song about I had a guy come to my table one night, sweet elderly gentleman, and he said, I love the songs that you sing, and I love what you do. He said, but when you sing those songs about heaven, he said, and then he looked away from me for just a second, and then when he looked back at me, he had tears in his eyes. And he said, when you sing those songs about heaven, it just doesn't get any better than that for me. Mm. And then he walked away, and I found myself wondering, you know, what his story was and why heaven was so sweet for him. And I just couldn't get him out of my mind. And so I started writing a song, and I got, you know, a lot of it done, but I just could not seem to finish it and couldn't complete the thought. And so when Sonia and I were talking that day, I told her about the song, and she said, do you mind if Becky and I help you finish it? And I said, absolutely not. So we got together and we finished the song, and I just love what it says, and it seems to really connect with people when we do it in concert. And so it's been fun, and I'm doing more writing, but you know, I love the whole craft of writing. I just think it's amazing, and I have such respect for those people who are kind of my heroes in that department. You know, Gloria Gaither, and she and Bill are just amazing at how they are able to do that. It's really cool.
Song About Heaven. It's written by Charlotte Ritchie and co-written by Sonia and Becky Isaacs. Here it is now from Charlotte's project, Windows in the World, on Daniel Britt and Friends.
With a distant look in his eyes, and no one really knows his name or how he struggles missing Jane. Since she's been gone, he's lived alone. He's just not the same. When the choir stands to sing, tries his best to hold back the tears as he makes this one request. Please sing me a song about heaven, 'cause nothing down here can. Nothing down here can.
Friends, Charlotte Ritchie is with us in this day and age, raising kids. It's a challenge. I think it's a challenge at any day and age. But what are the particular challenges you're facing? Are you surprised at how quickly they are into cell phones and games and all kind of technology stuff? And you're not old by any sense of the word. I mean, you grew up with technology. I'm sure you grew up with video games. But are you amazed, Charlotte, at raising your kids today? How quickly they're into it and how expert they are at it?
Oh, absolutely. I come from the Atari generation.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, we had the joystick and the red button, and now all the stuff that they have that they just seem to know inherently how to work. I don't know. It blows my mind. But yeah, it's crazy. It's so crazy. And I don't know. I get kind of worried, I guess, some days. I guess that's a way to say it. You know, it's just the things that they seem to have to deal with that, you know, I don't think I dealt with a lot of situations that they deal with as early as they're having to deal with it. You know, I mean, Landon has just, he's lived a lot of life in his, he just turned 9, and he's lived a lot of life in his little 9 years so far. And it just, I don't know, it blows my mind kind of, because I don't remember, you know, at 9, having gone through some of the things that he has gone through, or, you know, just not even personally, but just in the world, you know, it's just crazy.
And, hey, I'm going to go ahead and give you a preview of what the next question is going to be, because it might take some deep thought here. It's a two-sided question. I want to know, be honest, what you're most cynical about and what you may be more hopeful or optimistic than most about. And we'll dive into that.
Hard.
I know, but we'll play a song and we'll come back and we'll dive into that. Two-sided coin, okay? And it could be about music, it could be about life, it could be about raising your kids, whatever. And it's Charlotte Ritchie, and we're listening to the project Windows in the World here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
If all the rocks and rivers suddenly could sing, and the valleys whispered songs of praise to heaven's highest king, all the stars together lighting up the sky, shone as one to spell the name of him who reigns on high, the wonders would only start to tell how great you are. Even greater than creation can confess, I'm
Ritchie is my guest today on Daniel Britt and Friends, and I wanted to give her some time to think about it. So the question, it's kind of a tough one, but I think, you know, we can all reflect on our own lives and think, you know, I'm pretty cynical when it comes to blank, or I'm a little more optimistic than most people are when it comes to, and whatever that topic would be. So have you had a chance to think about the two sides of that coin?
Yeah. You know what? I'm probably most cynical about religion. And I say that cautiously because there is a difference for me between religion and a relationship with God. There's a huge difference. And I was raised in a very religious way, and it was tough because there were a lot of things that did not make sense to me. A lot of things that were taught that just didn't add up. It was like, well, the Bible says this, but yet you're saying this, and so that just doesn't compute. And so I went through a time there where I really struggled to try to figure out, okay, what do I believe? Not because I've been told to believe that or because, you know, that's just the way I was raised, but what do I believe, you know, by studying God's word and really digging in and figuring out, okay, what does this mean? Mm. And at the same time, I am also hopeful when it comes to religion and religious beliefs. So it goes back and forth for me, because I think if you can find your way through and really understand that the core foundation is a relationship with God and not all of the not all of the rules and the stuff that just kind of doesn't add up. If you will have a relationship with God, He will let you know exactly what He needs from you and what is, I guess, required. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think what you're speaking on is very timely because there's a huge debate going on right now with different things that are going on in pop culture and society. And the word religion, I think the way you use it and the way most of us probably think of it is, well, in a negative kind of way. Mm-hmm. But I think, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that at the same time, you are not speaking against the church, although some people lump it all together. But what you're saying is religion oftentimes comes down to rules and regulations, but the relationship's what matters, and the relationship not only with Christ, but the relationship with each other, and we're in this thing together, and the church is going to last forever. And the church in that sense is not a religious set of rules. It's a living being that's His bride.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I found when I was really studying, I found myself going back to the struggle that Jesus had with the Pharisees. I mean, you read the New Testament and it seemed like it was constant. I mean, they were just all the time. And here, you know, Christ is God in the flesh, and they could not see that. They could not grasp that. They were not going to accept that.
Yeah.
And it's a sad thing for me because it's like, okay, they were supposedly representing God, but yet here is God's son, and they were just, you know, they just seem to have major issue every time you turn around with him and what he was doing. And I love the body of Christ, and I love what that is and what that represents. And I love the freedom that Christ brings to us. And I think that if we will really dive into that relationship, then the things that don't matter will fall away. Mm. And I mean, when I was, just for a small example, when I was growing up, we had more rules and more checklists than you can imagine. You know, overwhelming. And it just didn't seem to make sense to me that, you know, different issues were that big of a deal when I couldn't find that backed up in the scriptures. And so, you know, I think that, you know, like you said, relationship is the important thing, and relationship is what God wants from us so desperately. You know, He doesn't want us to be like the Pharisees. He wants us to be like Christ.
Absolutely.
And I think if we will understand that and really dive into that, then I think it can change the world. And that's my hope. That's my hope.
I know it seems no one wants to hear the truth, like the sick running from the cure. Just remember, you've got nothing here to prove. Love and hope will always endure. Stand up tall and trust in God, that'll tell you what to say. 'Cause you might not get a chance like this another day. So tell it like it is, don't be ashamed. Speak the truth. For love that you had to try.
Charlotte Ritchie, and the project is titled Windows in the World. Now, you're a Maryland girl, right?
I am.
And that, you know, we don't hear that a whole lot in Southern gospel circles because of the term Southern. I mean, Maryland's right there on the border. There's a whole debate on that. But tell us about Maryland. What do you, and you don't live in Maryland anymore, but what do you miss about Maryland when you go back? Is there a particular restaurant or particular food group that you just love diving back into?
Oh, seafood for sure.
Yeah.
I was born and raised just outside of Baltimore, Maryland, and there is no better place on earth to get crab cakes and crab meat, and oh, it's just absolutely incredible. And so I do. I miss that. You know, I've learned that outside of Maryland, I'm very cautious when I order crab cakes.
Right. Just not the same.
No, it's not.
Do you still have family in Maryland?
I do. My dad still lives there. My mom passed away 6 years ago, and but my dad still lives there. And then my oldest brother, his wife, and their oldest sons, they live just across the line in Delaware. We get back up there occasionally, but not as much as I would like.
Sure. And you guys make your home in Nashville, is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's a good place for an artist to be. What What are you noticing? And you're fairly new to living in Nashville. Am I correct in saying that? Just a few years?
Yes. We've worked in and out of Nashville for years. And actually, Greg and I both lived here for a very short period of time before we got married. He lived here. He worked for Firestone for their. He was in management here and lived here for just a few months before he got the job with Jeff and Sherry. Mm. And then I was here working for a publishing company for a few months. And both of us had always said, you know what, I love Nashville and I would love to move back at some point. But Jeff and Sherry were based out of Georgia. And right. So, we lived there and, we would just come to town to do sessions or do different things. And then when we left Jeff and Sherry, it took us 2.5 years to sell our house in Georgia. So wow. We were literally driving back and forth every week to Nashville and, which was crazy, you know, but you do what you got to do. But then finally we sold our house and moved. It's been about 2 years now.
What lifestyle change have you had to make to fit in with those in Nashville? I mean, do they shop at different kind of stores than you were used to shopping at, or is it a different, totally different climate or a different way of living?
No, I mean, it's a lot easier, you know, because most everybody here does the same thing. You kind of, I guess, gravitate to, you know, the people you know, and sure. Musicians are a strange lot anyway. So, you know, we kind of gravitate to each other. But my youngest brother lives here and his family. And so that was a good thing. You know, we had them and then lots of friends and stuff. But it's been a wonderful thing. It really hasn't been that big of an adjustment for us, thankfully. And so we are absolutely loving it.
Charlotte Ritchie and Windows in the World is the project. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and more great music right now.
My daddy took my sister's bike before I knew what it was like. He bought it just for me down at the store. And Mama bought a Goodwill gown, added lace and bead she'd found, so I could wear what Cinderella wore. So much for used and abused, abandoned, thrown away. Some things are destined to live another day. It takes a certain kind to look deep enough to find the beauty within. And I thank God for those who make the old. Yeah.
Daniel Britton Friends with Charlotte Ritchie, Windows in the World. And we've mentioned him a little bit, but let's bring him to the forefront. And it's your very talented husband, Greg Ritchie. And I know he's all over this project in the percussion department. Outstanding drummer. And we've touched on this before. His father was with Gold City Quartet, right?
Yeah.
Legendary group, legendary guy. And so let's brag on Greg. And we cannot tell a lie. The date of this taping is right around Valentine's Day. So talk about the love of your life and talk about what he does to make life easy for you.
You know what? I don't think that there are words, honestly. And I know people are going to go, oh, whatever. But it's the truth. I am married to the most amazing person on this planet. And he is just an incredible person. I say all the time, if you don't like Greg Ritchie, then there's something wrong with you, because he is just such a great guy, and he is talented. He's an incredible husband. He's a great father, and he is just my best friend, and I'm very thankful to have him in my life. I honestly do not know what I would do without him, and that sounds so cliche, but it's the truth. I don't know how to describe what he means to me. I just don't know how to make that possible, but he's just awesome.
You guys are able to travel together a pretty good bit. I'm sure there are times where you're doing your thing and he's doing drumming for like the homecoming tour or other projects he's involved in. So how do you make that work with the kids especially?
Yeah, well, we just do the best we can. The homecoming stuff, we are thankfully, we do majority of that together, and some of the vocal band things Bill has allowed me to be a part of, which is really great. But then Greg also travels and plays for David Phelps and on his solo dates. And so that, I don't get to travel with him there, but it just seems to work out. Landon is in school, which has really been a fun adventure. Mm-hmm. We have homeschooled him up until this year. And he's in the third grade this year, but we found a wonderful school that allows us to take him out when we want. And it's just really been a great thing. And there are some wonderful parents there of his classmates who just help us take up the slack. And it's been so great, because it's been great for Landon, too, because he gets to go and spend time with friends, you know, at their house. And so he really honestly, you know, doesn't mind that we're gone, which kind of hurts my feelings a little bit. But at the same time, you know, I'm glad that he, you know, is getting to do fun things while we're working. And then my mother-in-law also is wonderful. She lives in North Mississippi, which is not very far from here. So she helps us quite a bit. And it's just been really great. It has worked out exactly how it needs to. And I'm very thankful for that, because being a mother is my very first priority. And so that's the thing I worry about the most. But God has just seemed to work it out. And Jaina, she's our 3-year-old. And it's easier for me to take her because we don't have the school issue. But
right.
But it's just worked out great so far. I'm praying that it will continue to work out this well.
Charlotte Ritchie, Windows in the World is the project, available at charlotteritchie.com online. Project with 13 great songs, and you're hearing them now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
You can't believe that a night could be so dark and cold. You've lost your hope. Just before before the dawn. Weary soul, arise, wipe the pain from your eyes. There's a little bit of morning outside. The hope he brought seemed all but lost when they laid him in the tomb. The dreams, the plans, the healing hands wrapped in death and gloom. But early Sunday morn, the promise was reborn. At the breaking of the day, he was alive and well, conquered death and hell. Because he lives now, we can sing. There's a little bit of morning outside. There's a new beginning in the sky. Oh, it's been a while, but now the time is right to spread your wings and fly. Silent heart, sing a brand new song. The darkest hour is just before the dawn. Weary soul, arise, wipe the pain from your eyes. There's a little bit of morning outside. Though the darkness for a moment may hide tomorrow's light, but just beyond what eyes can see, the light of hope is bright. There's a little bit of morning outside.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Charlotte Ritchie. And Charlotte, I don't know if you're a big reader or read just occasionally. What would be the last book that you've read that you would recommend?
The last book I read was How Do You Kill 11 Million People by Andy Andrews.
I've heard about this book.
I challenge everyone to go and buy it and read it. It is amazing. It will take you maybe 15 to 30 minutes to read.
It sounds sinister, though.
Huh?
It sounds very sinister.
It's not, but that's the cool thing. The title catches your attention, and you go, okay, what?
Yeah, right.
But it is such an amazing story, and it's a wake-up call, honestly. It is not political, but it will make you think. And I will dare say that everyone who reads it will agree with it. It's just an amazing book, and it's an amazing thought. And I'm a huge Andy Andrews fan. And so, I just think he's incredible. But that book is just amazing. And like I said, it'll take you maybe 15 to 30 minutes to read. It's such a quick read.
Wow.
But it will change your life. So I read that, and then you're going to laugh. But before that was the Twilight series.
It's not bad. I mean, I hear these are, and with, you know, people have their issues with that and with Harry Potter and all, but on the plus side, it's getting kids into literature and into, you know, reading some fiction and expanding their mind. You know, in this day and age, we can just as easy go to a movie or pull up a YouTube. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, if kids are reading, at least they're getting some kind of mental exercise out of that.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And I'm one of those people that if there's a buzz about something and people are talking about it, I'm curious to where I, you know, I want to know what the big deal is,
yeah.
You know, and with most things, there's
right.
some things that go completely against what I believe and, you know, all that. But we were in, we had gone to Hawaii for work, and the book I was reading was absolutely boring me to tears. And I was halfway through it and just could not read another word. I couldn't take it anymore. And so that left me with nothing to read on the very long plane ride home. And so I was looking around the bookstore at the airport, and I saw, you know, the Twilight book, and it was $6.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, well, you know what? For $6, I'm going to see what all the hoopla is about. So there you go. It was
nice.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Charlotte Ritchie, and by the way, we've been mentioning your website, charlotteritchie.com. You write a lot on there, and keep that fresh and up to date, and that's a good thing. We have so much going on in our lives. We have so many ways to connect these days. Mm-hmm. Which is that's a good thing, but sometimes we have so many ways that we get distracted and we don't communicate in all those ways. But it looks like you're doing a good job, you and your team, keeping that together and going. And I'm sure you get good stories on hearing from people on that.
I'm trying. I'm not good. Greg challenges me every day to tweet and to write on my Facebook wall and to, you know, to blog. But you know what? I enjoy it when I have the time to do it. I really enjoy it because of the connection. I love to be able to connect with people, and I'm really big on stories and hearing people's stories and where they come from. And it's really been a great thing to get to share. That with people, you know, to say something or, you know, put something out there that's on my heart, and then to have them respond with, you know, kind of what they're doing, what they're feeling too. It's really been a great thing.
Well, Charlotte, we're happy to have you on our team, and obviously Windows in the World and these recordings and the team that you two make, you and Greg, I mean, it's just incredible. So thanks for doing it. Thanks for knocking it out of the park and keeping the standard high. And your voice quality, I mean, we haven't talked a lot about your voice, but people know just by hearing it, it's just a high, pure quality. Even going back to one of the early, I remember years ago, a song that you would do nearly every night is Go Rest High on That Mountain. And
mm-hmm.
And to hear that in such a soft, sometimes a very soft, which I don't know how you guys do this, okay, is I would imagine as a singer, when the musicians get quiet, it's kind of mm-hmm. like your support kind of goes away. And when you get nearly a cappella and
yeah.
it gets so quiet and you have to do such a pure high voice like that, and it just comes so naturally for you. So good job. And we love it.
Thank you.
And by the way, some favorites on here as well. Walk Right Out of This Valley, as we started the program talking about the Neelands, what a great classic song that was. And you brought it back again, which is cool.
Yeah. You know, of course, when I was with Rex, we did that every night. And,
yeah.
and I got to where I dreaded it almost, because we did it so fast and it was so high and it was just crazy, and we would do it over and over and over, and
right.
I thought, this is just like torture here. but people loved it, and when I left the Neelands, I got requests for that song all the time. I mean, just constantly. And so when we got ready to do this project, I wanted to include some classics, you know, what I considered classics.
Right, right.
And so I told, you know, I asked Ben, I said, what do you think about doing that, you know, kind of doing it a little bit different? And he said, oh, yeah, I think that'd be great.
Cool.
So we did it, and then I wanted to keep it in that quartet kind of vein, though, you know, keep that familiarity about it. And Gene McDonald just absolutely did a great job on that bass part. He's just amazing. He's such a great talent.
He is.
And, yeah, he definitely delivered on that song.
Well, we'll close out with it. Walk Right Out of This Valley. Charlotte Ritchie, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking your time. And I know you got two kids. Your time is very valuable. Listen, I know I'm married to a mother, so I know how it goes. Charlotte, thanks so much.
Thank you, Daniel.
I'm going to walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Said ain't going to let old Satan get me down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's a-waiting up a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
Now the Lord let down the hedge on Job to try him, took all of his children and everything that he owned. But no, Job didn't sit down and cry. No, he lifted his head up high, came out of that valley, thank God, with a whole lot more.
Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.